Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to remind you that life is alive.
Visions.
And it knows exactly what you need to help you overcome all the pain and strife that's inside. Sometimes you have to witness darkness to brighten your eyes and go beyond duality to see the hidden oneness in this life you divide. Through every high and low, you have to approach life with an equal mind. Have the greatest faith and know that the grace of God will never leave your side. Although we are but little waves on the sea of time, we all possess that light of Christ that helps us realign and be divine. To truly find peace of mind, you have to be willing to go deep inside and fall in love with yourself and let that love be your guide. Only then will you find peace of mind and be sublime. And be sublime. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ay, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate, don't pay them no mind. Ay, these sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. Yeah, gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out. Life is filled with so many trials and so many tribulations and so many tests. So many things that you have to overcome within to shine without. You know? And I've been broke so many times. And I lost hope so many times. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Man, I've cried plenty of times. Plenty nights when I didn't see no finish line. In my sights still I grind, grind, grind. 24/7. Grind, grind, grind. 7 through 7. One day it gon' pay out. Can't take a day out. Working them night shifts. And then I got laid out. I had to get it. I had to get on my grind and get out my feelings. Who am I kidding? Asking myself like, why is you chillin'? Why is you chillin'? I'm sacrificing my sleep. I'm manifesting these dreams. Andrea, understand the nature of this reality. Or this pseudo-reality. You are a cosmic thought. You are a vibration of thought. Your soul existence rests on a thought. And thus, if you wish to change anything in your reality, you must change your thoughts and have your actions aligned with those thoughts. You are not the universe, but you are the cosmos. Gotta take it one day at a time. Ay, they dedicated to stay on your grind. Ay, I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind, yeah. These sacrifices, they gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time. They gon' pay out. They gon' pay out in time, yeah. Gotta take it one day at a time. They gon' pay out.
Gotta take it one day at a time, homie. They dedicated and stay on your grind, homie. I know they hate. Don't pay them no mind.
Find a way to persevere through your tears even if it seems absurd. Celebrate life with love and gratitude no matter what things occur. My faith in God allows me to redeem my dreams deferred. The Christ that is manifested in me allows me to manifest things with words. Abide in his covenants and all things ye ask shall be given to you. Know that the tree of your life will not bear fruit if not connected to the root of spirit and truth. I pray that you find God in the midst of searching for material things and return to your God nature as a spiritual being. All of your life you've been trying to find things to satisfy your soul, I would like for you to know that it is only the bread of life that can magnify your goals. But through it all, you have to learn to pray and worship. Develop faith and know that patience is your greatest virtue. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. No matter the test. Whatever you're facing, you gotta be patient. So many lessons. To get to them blessings, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, homie. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. Wherever you go, in so many places, you gotta be patient. Don't be complacent. In your situation, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, baby. And every time that it seems like life is punishing you, understand that you're only being prepared for everything that you have coming to you. Your hopes and aspirations may not have manifested when you wanted them to, but the universe is working to make every one of them true. Trust and believe and you shall receive. This has been God's eternal promise since Adam and Eve. We all have dreams of extravagant things, but a tree must first grow before you gather its leaves. And winter must come to balance the spring. And flowers do die in the palace of queens. All that matters with dreams is that you keep them alive. Have faith in yourself, defeating demons inside. All that matters with dreams is that you keep them alive. This is your God-given purpose and your reason to fly. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. No matter the test, whatever you're facing, you gotta be patient. So many lessons. To get to them blessings, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, homie. Follow your dreams. Whatever you're chasing, you gotta be patient. Wherever you go, in so many places, you gotta be patient. Don't be complacent. In your situation, you gotta be patient. Gotta be patient. Gotta be patient, baby.
You have to find a way to persevere through your tears, even if it seems absurd. Celebrate life with love and gratitude, no matter what things occur. My faith in God allows me to redeem my dreams deferred. The Christ that is manifested in me allows me to manifest things with words. Abide in his covenants and all things ye ask shall be given to you. Know that the tree of your life will not bear fruit if not connected to the root of spirit and truth. I pray that you find God in the midst of searching for material things and return to your God nature as a spiritual being. All of your life you've been trying to find things to satisfy your soul. I would like for you to know that it is only the bread of life that can magnify your goals. But through it all, you have to learn to pray and worship. Develop faith and know that patience is your greatest virtue.
Brothers and sisters of Celestial Energy, this is Brother Winston. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. It's, you know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy, three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But And this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Bebe kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, 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 you gonna do this or do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who are caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Well, people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this, because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. they telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about that. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we're letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. All these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that Once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby's kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we got to be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left, where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price
on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have been talking about, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us and we have to be the baby kids and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is your, their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are, who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and really let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here. Can you hear that bird up there? In the heart of nature, baby. How to differentiate from your ego and your highest self. How to tell the difference between your ego and your highest self. Okay, let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Feels so good to be alive. I got a question that came in from someone, two people actually, with the same question. Ralph, yes, how do you know if you are in your ego or it is actually your highest self? Do you have that problem sometimes? You're like, hey, wait a minute. Was that my ego or was that my highest self? My ego or my highest self? My ego or my highest self? Goodness gracious, we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Tell the difference between my ego and my highest self. Now, the ego has got a very bad rap in society. If someone says, oh, you're so in your ego, it means you're a kind of arrogant, egotistical person. Is that you? No, definitely not. Of course not, right? You're in your highest self, right? But I'm here to tell you that it's about balancing the ego and the highest self. The ego is not negative. It's just that you definitely don't want it to rule your life. Like, you don't want your ego to rule your life. I see the ego as the kind of lower nature, raw energy, like the dragon. Ever watch those fairy tales? And you don't kill the dragon. You slay the dragon, and then you ride the dragon, okay? And then it can take you to wherever you want to go. Humble confidence, that's what I talk of. Like, humble confidence. Don't just be humble. I'm so humble. Be confident too, and that's okay, okay? But there are some times where we're like, is it my ego or is it my higher self? And we're like so confused. So confused, right? Don't worry about it. So this is how I know. The ego always wants to be right. The ego stands for edging good out, right? The ego always wants to be right. It has to be right in everything. It can never be wrong. On the other hand, the higher self can be wrong. It can admit its faults, its shortcomings. Slow motion this side. Is that you? You can never ever be wrong. You always have to be right. Yeah, it is you, isn't it? It is you. You always have to have the last word in an argument. That's the ego, okay? The higher self is like, just chill, just chill. It doesn't have to always be right. Sometimes it can look at itself and say, actually, I messed up. And that's okay. You're not a bad person. The ego, okay. Never make the ego rule your life. And sometimes we know we're in the ego when we're like, I know everything. I know everything. Like, you can't teach me anything because I've read all the books in the world. I am so smart. Okay? I am so clever. I don't need to learn anymore. Okay? And then you fall on your ass. Okay? Learn to get up again. The higher self is always learning because the higher self is always evolving. It's always growing. It's always expanding in consciousness. Slow motion this side. So I always realize I've always got to learn more. And that's how I know I'm in my higher self. I don't know everything. Like, I'm only telling you, this is what's helped me along my journey. That's all. You hear that in every single video, if you're listening, right? The ego. Okay. You know you are in your ego when you wake up one day and you're like, I'm living this lifestyle, Ralph. It's not serving me. I know it's not serving me, but it's right. That's what we call cognitive dissonance. Okay, it's like someone who's smoking all the time. They're reading the label, smoking causes cancer, and they're like, I don't care because I know someone who's 100 and they smoke 40 a day. Okay, this is what we call cognitive dissonance. And sometimes I realized along my early journey, like, the lifestyle I was living wasn't serving me. And for a long time, I was in the ego to say, actually, who cares? Like, everybody's going to be out of here. Okay, it doesn't matter. You only live once. And then I'm like, wait a minute, we are actually immortal. Okay, we never die because we are energy. The higher self will check itself. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Okay? The higher self, thanks a lot, you know, the higher self, I had someone passing by saying true word, okay? The higher self is always about realizing, okay, it better stop before it goes overboard. Because sometimes what happens, we're like, we should stop right now. The ego never wants to stop. It's like a drunk driver. The higher self is looking at the speed limit to say, actually, if I go any faster, there's going to be an accident, right? So the higher self is your inner guidance system, your inner GPS. Slow motion this side. It will guide you to wherever you need to be. I see the higher self like your intuition, your third eye. It knows what's going to happen next. It sees things before it happens, and it will guide you to wherever you need to be that is in your best interest. The ego will trick you to say, actually, go there. But the ego doesn't care about your well-being. It only cares about its own survival. Once again, the ego is not entirely negative. It was created for your survival. The ego is based around fight or flight. Can you imagine if you didn't have that? And a whole load of jaguars are running at you, you would just stand there and get eaten alive. You would get eaten alive, right? You are in your ego, and I've seen this along my journey, like, because I've been a vegan for over 13 years. But before that, I was in burger joints, KFC, eating like fries and just a lot of meat, a lot of dairy, steaks, and I know about that life, okay? The ego, you know you're in your ego when you feel you are superior to every other life form on the planet. Oh yes, Ralph, that cow was created for my belly. That pig was created for my belly. And that's what I thought, okay? Over 13 years ago, I'm like, actually, these animals are below me. Okay, I am the superior human being. Okay, then I'm like, I'm so wrong, because a cow started mooing at me saying, you're wrong. Like every life form, and this is where the higher self comes into play. The higher self knows this, that every life form is precious. Every life form wants to actually live and is about self-preservation. Okay, cows, I've been to a farm. Look in the eyes of a cow and there's something in there. Like if you look in the eyes of a child, there's something in there. Some people call it the soul, universal consciousness, okay? Animals are precious. I love the cat down the road. And your higher self realizes this. It's about an ecosystem. You see, Native Americans knew this. That human beings didn't weave the web of creation. They are part of the web of creation. Slow motion this side. Slow motion this side, baby. Human beings did not weave the web of life. They are part of the web of life. And check this out. So are animals too. Okay, just because we might be stronger than animals, we're more cunning, it doesn't mean that we have a right to see them as lower beings. So the ego will tell you, actually, wait a minute, you do have a right, because the ego is about the ego system. The higher self is about the ecosystem. Slow motion this side. The higher self loves all life forms on the planet just like itself. So that's why I had to become a vegan over 13 years, eating a plant-based diet. People say, Ralph, are you healthy? Can I get a hello? I think that answered it. Okay. Now, your ego, you know when you're in your ego, and this is what's helped me along my journey, because sometimes I slip into the ego. Sometimes I slip into the ego, then I move back to the higher self. But your ego is never satisfied. It always wants more. Ladies, you got one dress, you want two, you want three, you want four. Fellas, you want more and more too. Okay? Sometimes we all want more. More of this, more of that. You see, the ego is never satisfied because the ego is always hungry. Only the heart is satisfied. This is where we come to the higher self. The higher self, you know you are in your higher self because you are content. Like, you go out to eat in an all-you-can-eat place and you just take one plate and you're like, I don't care if I've paid $20, okay, all-you-can-eat. I'm just full right now. That's the heart. That's the higher self talking. The ego's like, actually, I'm going to eat and eat and eat just to get my money's worth, even though I'm full right now and I can't move right now and I feel sick right now, but I'm going to stuff my face. The ego is never satisfied. It's like, I'll tell you this. When I was like even making videos early on, I'm like, okay, I want more subscribers. I want more views. I want this. I want that. Then I realized that's my ego. My higher self was telling me that it doesn't matter about that. The only thing that matters is if you are enjoying what you are doing. So the higher self is all about the human experience, having fun, experiencing different emotions. The ego is all about winning. I must win. I must compete with other people. The ego is very, very competitive. Oh, my body, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. My body is better than her body. Okay, fellas, same thing. That's the ego. The higher self is about cooperation, working together, not competing, instead cooperating, collaborating. That's when you know you are in the higher self. The ego craves outside recognition and attention more than anything. It wants to be known. It wants to be seen. And check this out. This is something very natural. It's not a bad thing, okay? Because as children, you're like, Mommy, look at me. I'm doing a cartwheel. You're rolling. You're doing roly-polies and stuff, and you're like, hey. Okay, so it's natural to want to be approved and loved and respected. But sometimes the ego goes overboard. And that's why a lot of people in the ego sometimes don't really love themselves enough, because they need other people to validate their existence. Okay, the higher self is already validating its own existence. Slow motion this side. Thank you very much. The higher self seeks inner approval more than outer approval. Where the ego lives from the outside in, the ego lives for the outside world. The higher self lives from the inside out. So when the ego is like, I don't care if I don't feel good, just as long as they like me, okay? The higher self is like, I've got to feel good. And if they like me, That's cool. That's cool. Ain't got nothing to do with me, though. Okay? Now, the ego never wants to help anybody because it's really, 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 really selfish, okay? The ego is like, it's a dog-eat-dog world. You got to survive, baby, okay? So if a massive tornado is coming, the ego is running, and probably the higher self might run as well, right? Look, the ego doesn't want to help people. You know when you are in your ego if you don't contribute to humanity in a positive way, if you don't want to help your neighbor, okay? Yes, you got to love yourself first. Sometimes you got to be a bit selfish, but at the same time, the higher self is where you want to help the person next door or the cat down the road because you see them as part of yourself. In helping them, you help yourself. In helping them rise, you rise at the same time. But the ego's like, ain't nobody got time for that because I got to survive. I got bills to pay. I ain't got no time for you, right? That's the ego. The higher self will make time because it realizes there is always time. It's just a matter of priorities. Okay. The ego is never happy for other people's success. Wait. The ego is, just as long as you don't become more successful than that person, right? Just as long as you don't become more successful than me, you're cool, okay? So the ego is never happy for other people's success. Like you might tell someone, oh, I just got a new mindset. I've changed my life. I'm starting to eat better. I'm working out. I'm going to the gym. I just got married. The ego's like, so? I don't care. Why are you telling me this? Bugger off. Okay, that's the ego. The ego is very defensive. Very defensive. And therefore, nobody can be doing better than the ego. Because the ego is like, I am the shit, basically. Okay? The higher self wants everybody to make it. The higher self wants to see everybody shine. And the higher self, call it crazy, but it's happy when other people succeed. Is that you? Are you happy when other people make it? Or are you like, oh, I don't want them to make it anymore. What about me? Okay, that's the ego. The ego is afraid of other people making it because the ego is very insecure. The higher self is very secure. It knows itself, so it's unique. It's successful, therefore it celebrates other people's success. Now, the ego, what happens? When we are in our ego, sometimes somebody could tell us something and we're very defensive. We react violently. That's the ego. The higher self will always take time to reflect and say, actually, wait a minute. They might actually have a point. Because once again, the higher self is all about evolving and growing. Now, the ego always looks for differences because the ego is all about separation. And separation is the greatest illusion ever created in the history of planet Earth, okay? The higher self knows the truth because the higher self, your crown chakra is activated. The higher self knows that separation is an illusion. Any borders around here? You see any borders on planet Earth? No! So, whereas the ego looks for differences, the higher self looks for similarity. Slow motion this side. Slow motion this side. Whereas the ego looks for differences, the higher self looks for similarity. It's all about connecting people together. That's the higher self. Okay? The ego will hold on to a grudge. The higher self will say, actually, this isn't good for my health. I got to let it slide. Right? So, in really knowing if something is your ego or your higher self, you got to realize that your ego is all about survival. Your higher self is all about learning, evolving, and growing, but also not being too proud. The ego is very proud. That's why when someone is in the ego, you can't tell them nothing. The ego never wants to listen. It never wants to take advice. It knows everything. The higher self learns every single day. It is always in the process of becoming its greatest version, of correcting itself, improving itself, and laughing at itself. Okay? And once you know that, well, then you just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And there you have it. We are out here in the heart of nature. How do you know when you are in the ego or the higher self? Maybe you got something to tell me, okay? Once again, celebrate who you are, love who you are, accept who you are, but realize the ego is a drunk driver. Your higher self will guide you to the place you need to be that is in your best interest. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. We're out here in the heart of nature, baby. Infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You!
Every damn body, the problem is different, man. Whatever they do, you and that girl, I was in love like a motherfucker. I was like going to all the damn niggas, you know, trying to hit, you know. Well, she, you know, he's like, look, man, you gonna have to go through that shit. Whether it's fucked up, you need to know it. If it's good, you need to know that too.
All right.
Quit talking to these damn niggas about that shit. They gonna give you their dog on thing. It could be ignorant on how they deal with a woman. This is some shit that you got to go through and it's unique. You see what I'm saying? So you don't love the vulnerability. Now, and some people are drawn by love deeper and deeper within themselves to the core of their being. They are drawn to the essence of love and the root and of the root of loving in which the soul is love, love for God and God's love for creation. So they're talking about the inner God. Ain't shit out there but a hologram, a matrix. The heaven is within. They show you down the movie Steve Martin. You don't get it. To love a God other than yourself is to love a God inferior to yourself. Is it not written in your law? Ye are gods, and the scriptures cannot be broken. John chapter 10, verse 34, 36. These who are drawn to the root of the love are mystics. There you go. You got all the goddamn feathers and shit, but you ain't entered into the sanctum sanctorium. This motherfucker say this is a goddamn Moorish damn science right here. You hear this goddamn shit? Those who are drawn to the root of love are mystics. The mystics are not satisfied with surface patterns of love or with the emotion tangle and insecurities of human loving, which, but they're still talking about that with that mate.
Love
is just a passion. Huh? Love is just a passion. Oh, no, it's
more than that. It's
more than that. That's what the cracker done told you. That's what that says on your head. But done. They see the pure wine, the more potent passion. What you think passion is? You see something good. What the woman say? She say, oh, he good. She say, I have sex and I enjoy it. She say, but the passion ain't there. See, it's one thing to have sex, I'm enjoying this, I'm really getting to get you to see. But it's another motherfucker when you start talking to a nigga. But the passion is there. You be saying some damn shit that you be so embarrassed, you might blow your brains out of all the league. Bam! That can't be used in a human, be reduced to that kind of thing. But when you, I'm talking, but when it's passion. Shit, that's all it is. I ain't talking about you say you stroke the that's some good shit. You can get that with a prostitute. Shit, you know, you could have did all that. Now I'm talking about some passion shit. That's the other realm when you start goddamn talking in tongues. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking, you don't go where, you don't talk. Here is you, a big old grown ass motherfucker man out there. 200 pounds, and you talking like a motherfucker ate. You know what shit is that pillow talk? But you can see that right there lets you know it's from a motherfucker. But you can't get that with a motherfucker who you ain't insane with. You can fuck a motherfucker that you might be mad at, you know, but you don't get to that level. You understand what I'm saying? You might get a groan and moan and stuff like that, but that's friction. I'm talking about where you talking about that 8-year-old. You been that shit like that? You talking about an 8-year-old, she'll be going grown ass motherfucker down there 40, and she talking like a motherfucker 2-year-old. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. That's passion, man. This is the mistress. They need, so they see the pure wine, the more potent passion. They need the essence of love, the divine substance. For centuries, the mystics lived, excuse me, the mystics have been walking a secret path to love. The path that leads to the shores of love, the infinite ocean. Now, there's a chapter in this shit called Love and Annihilation. This is the key. 103 in the book. Llewellyn Vaughn Lee. This is what you got to do to cross over the barrier. That's what I did in my motherfucking heart. Opened up on my ass. And I'm going to that in a few minutes. You get to a point where you go so deep into it, they say the serpents can go so deep into it. Until what happens is, it neutralizes the fucking ego. One minute you be reasoning. Motherfucker ain't got shit. Up. This is some goddamn shit. I got to be this. I got to be money. I got to be this. I got to be that. And then you find yourself about an hour later still doing it, and the shit start wearing on you. And then what you gotta do is you just got to surrender. Then you go, and get your fucking dope. You go, I can't take it no more. I just got to surrender. You know, some shit like that. You just got to surrender to the shit. And when you surrender, the energy takes you to the other level. You got to neutralize that goddamn ego, which is the physical matrix and reason, logic, rationale. But the shit that's on you, it ain't the love that you take. It's some primordial shit that's on the inside of you. It's coming from the universe outside. And you have to neutralize that shit. And when you neutralize that shit and surrender to it, see, sisters got egos too. You just got another form. There's the classic male ego, but sisters got egos too. You see what I'm saying? So when you surrender to that shit, and so they're saying in here that you have to lose yourself in this thing. Love is a true fire that burns us, the passion that destroys us. You got to be destroyed. The soul's love for God, which is this inner thing, frees one from oneself. And yet the freedom can seem like death as we die to the passion who we think we are. You think you goddamn Bobby Hemmett. You're something else. And this is taking you back to the primordial realm of who you really are. A chaos God. You see, the level makes the journey from separation to union, and the journey that begins with love and draws him back into love, and this love gives freely and yet a price, and yet at a price. The love has only one self, has only, you know, the lover has only herself to offer, and this love is the sole demand. So in so many words, you are destroyed and annihilated with this shit. And once you did it, not so once you annihilate yourself with this shit, you're free. You see what I'm saying? It's just like anything else. It's in the goddamn movie Fight Club. Two movies came out. You got The Matrix. They put a movie out called Fight Club. What they did is they fuck people up. So what they do is they'll put a movie out. Just like these curse words. It ain't registering to you because I'm cursing. That's why I do it this way. To break through. But they put a movie and they put all this violence in the damn movie. So most sisters, they go see them and say, I can't take the violence. They be beating up each other. But you got to listen to what Brad Pretty Pitt is telling the guy. He said, until you give up everything, until you ready to lose it all, until you ready to give up, you can't gain this shit. And in the movie, well, shit, it's 2 years old. In the movie, there's two people, and there's two people in the movie, and there ain't but one person in the movie, and the other one is an alter ego. But if you listen to what Brad Pitt is saying throughout the whole movie, he's dropping on this shit, and he's telling the motherfucker to give up every damn thing. You see what I'm saying? Because the guy before was into the corporate world. He was trying to find out what bedroom signifies him as a person. And what dynamic time signifies him as a person. But he wasn't sleeping that night. He was going to all these self-help clubs because he wasn't satisfied with himself. For the movie Fight Club, they got all these men in these corporate suits, but they're beating the hell out of each other at night because they're fighting against that goddamn structure of what the physical reality say who you are, but that's not who you are. He's saying that and say, you're not your clothes. You're not your car. You're not your fucking house. You got to give up all that shit. And when you give it up, you're free.
Oh, baby, how you doing? You know, I'm going to come right to the chase. Some women were made. But me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You feel me? Come baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call in to work cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself, maybe that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. He can back it up. He got a big ego. Such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walks like this. Cause he can back it up. Usually
I'm humble. Right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like shit, cause I can back it up.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. What's up, y'all? Greetings, guys. Thank you guys for being patient. Thank you guys for being loving. Thank you guys for being in my yacht. Thank you guys for just being you. Thank you to the energy. Shout out to the energy. Shout out to the energy of plasma. Shout out to the 360. Shout out to the many of you. The many of you. Shout out to Auntie LJ. Shout out to Eternal. Shout out to Sensei. Shout out to Eli. Shout out to everybody. You know, the many mirrors of you, right? So this ego guy, shout out to you, Mary Fox. I see you. Brother Eternal, I hope you come back. But I had a few errands this morning, guys. So, but the thing, how these broadcasts work is, you know, everything that was stated was relevant to this particular broadcast. Because first, the first picture that was painted was Brother Wisdom, guys. Shout out to you, Joanne. Yeah, shout out to you, Joanne. Joanne, thank you so much for your unwavering support to Hearings and Awareness Radio. You know, I was listening to a lecture earlier today, and they were talking about the numbers. I hope you guys can hear me. Mary Fox, LJ, one of y'all in the background, let me know if y'all can hear me. But
you loud and clear.
You know, okay, beautiful. So he was talking about, you know, like the numbers. You know, like we are caught in popularity, you know, and I know Enhancing Awareness Radio, we all know the wealth. That's why I feel a lot of people stick around, because they know what this is, but, you know, sometimes this isn't blowing up faster, you know, than people expect. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, a lot of our intentions was not about money. A lot, that's one thing, you know, I set the stage as a founder is that, you know, this is not about money. You know what I mean? This is about, you know, our heart. The only thing that is required, even if you want to be a host here at EAR, is your heart. Your heart, your time, that's it. You know, and just energy, that's it. Because I wanted to build a space for all of us to collectively, you know, enhance your wellness, where we collectively grow together. You know what I mean? And I say that to say is that, you know, there, not for me, this is for me not to get discouraged, you know, in what I have built here, because, you know, whatever comes, you know, it'll come. Moreover, I feel that what we're doing here is for the generations under us, not even for, you know, some adult children, you know, who needs to be healed. You know what I mean? I don't know why the hell I'm saying all this, but I said all this to say that we are baby kids first, you know, and I want to know, we're talking about the ego today. So, you know, the question to ask, you know what I'm saying, my ego, our ego, is it self-serving or is it self-sabotaging? Now, I know that all of us have been on that, you know, particular fence of where it has been both. But when have we stopped to ask ourselves, okay, wait a minute. The ego, first of all, the misconception is that the ego is bad. No, guys. The ego does not have to be a bad thing. The ego is a part of us, you know, so it's just like negativity. So why are we trying to get rid of the ego, and why are we trying to get rid of negativity when it's a part of the fucking 360, when it's a part of duality? I think that that's where, you know, we trip up, you know what I mean? We don't want to say right or wrong, but that's where we trip up in our walk. You know, just observe it for yourself. You know, is your ego self-serving you, or is your ego, has your ego become your master? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're going to be talking about here today. The Bebe Kids, the first clip, Brother Wisdom, Bebe Kids, I played that several times on many different broadcasts, right? But the Bebe Kids is just to understand that chaotic, you know, warrior in you. You know what I'm saying? They built a reality to where we think that, you know, morality is what it is, you know, and morality, we need to adhere to, you know, a certain type of, no, what if, fuck all this shit up, what if that was the correct protocol that we needed to follow? But here we are, you know, trying to be a good human being, you know what I mean, going against our inner nature. So, baby kids, you know, what if, you know, as I suggested, that what if at our natural state we are the baby kids? All right, so it's just something for you to think about. And what was the second clip I played? Oh, Ralph Smart. Ralph Smart was the Mayat, I feel. And the Mayat, you know, was giving you what's the difference. A lot of y'all guys are confused on, okay, what the fuck is the ego for real any fucking way? You know what I mean? So kind of like understanding what your ego is and understanding what your higher self is and understanding how you can marry the two, understanding how you could, you know, play the two. You know what I mean? I know Auntie Elgin going to give us more, but it's about the balance of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know with Auntie LJ, as I'm bringing you in, I know that you, in, well, I feel that you understand how the ego can be, you know, slave. You can be a slave to your ego, or you can be a master to your ego. And I feel that you have come to a place to where the ego does not rule you anymore. And I would definitely love to hear from you, Auntie, how you come, how you grew to that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Mary Fox again. I do see you. Let's go ahead and bring in Auntie LJ. Auntie LJ, peace onto you. How are you feeling this rising? And, yeah, this ego.
Peace and love to everybody who's listening, who will be listening. Today started off for me very chaotic, in a sense. But,
okay.
I woke up to my daughter beating on the bedroom door like the police was here. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, I was snatched into this rising. I didn't consciously or subconsciously come into this rising, but I came into this rising in, like, this jolt. So, you know, I had to kind of, you know, I got up like, what the fuck? You know, what's going on? So type of energy. And I had to really, my phone started ringing and everybody was bringing their chaos. And I told them, and I said, wait a minute. Hey, everybody, let me disconnect. I got to go. I'll call you back. Hold on, Michaela, I'm coming. Wait a minute. I had to take 2 minutes, just two, to regroup, to, wait, let me stop, rewind, let's start this over. Because if you're not rising in you, then everything else for the remainder of your duration of your day is sporadic and confusion and chaos. And you know what I'm saying? You're waking up in this fear of the unknown. I'm like, oh, no, my day can't start off like this. Uh-uh, everybody pump your brakes. Peace, be still. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. For me to snatch my soul back into my body and be okay with how my day finna start off. You know, so we really have to allow ourselves to recognize us, the individual. You have to be a me before you can become a we, if as above, so below. And so that's a necessity. That's definitely a necessity. In the regards to the show, I personally, when it comes to ego, have grown to this. I grew to this. I became the student teacher. I allowed me to teach me some shit. I put up a post this week and I said, everybody will lead you to everything but you. And I'm paraphrasing it, but that's pretty much the gist. People will tell you to, you know what I'm saying, do what they need to do and how they need to do and everything. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm kind of getting sidebar with some other stuff in the background. But people will lead you to the Bible and religion. People will lead you to, you know, somebody else to talk to. People will lead you to somebody to give a reading. People will lead you to all of these ripples and highs and lows and ups and downs and rounds and rounds. Nobody tells you sit with yourself. And then when you do get to sit with yourself, to talk to you, to deal with you, to self-check, a lot of us are not in a space to receive it because society has become the go-to. Outside of you has become the go-to. You having mental problems, you feeling depressed, go see a psychiatrist or a therapist. But you're the first. You're the one that comes up with, I'm going to choose Jesus as my wave of religion or faith. I'm going to choose being a Muslim as being my form of guidance. I'm going to choose being vegan. Because so if you're doing the choosing, then why haven't you chose you? Why haven't you sat down with you and said, you know what, in my choices, I'm going to be choosy about my choices, and it's okay to choose me because it's all me anyway. When I self-check me, I'm self-checking me. When I'm checking those that I love, I'm still self-checking me because it's a part of them that's activating me to say, hey, whoa, 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 that don't really sit well with me. Or whoa, 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 I agree with what you're doing. It's still the I that's first. So if your ego is part of you, then why aren't you trusting your ego? Ego is created for your self-defense mechanism. Ego is not necessarily a bad thing, like you said earlier. Ego comes to check you and say, hey, I don't like how that feel when they said that, so let me see where that was coming from. So most of the time we function in ego on, oh, you supposed to be my friend, but you ain't say that friendly. Or you supposed to be my friend, but you kind of nasty in my regard today. Or you say you love me, but you're not talking to me in love. Or, you know, this is what the ego strike up. So you be like, you know, your friend call you, yeah, bitch, what you doing? Well, damn, why I got to be a bitch this morning? You know what I'm saying? So now you check into you, that's them. Still a self-check. Because we are the all. So when folks come at you crazy, it trigger you in crazy. Now you're responding in a form of crazy because the I that you recognize it. But now where are you in your I when you recognize it? Does your ego allow you to get nasty with them? Or does your ego allow you to elevate? And that comes with growth. But elevate from them and say, I'm going to be in control of me. You're not going to ruin my day. You're not going to piss me off. You're not going to make me feel no type of way because your ego is unbalanced, because I recognize that mine is. So you're nasty today. I'm sorry you feel nasty today. I feel great today. As a matter of fact, my day started fucked up, but I self-checked me, which means that I'm self-checking everything around me, which means that my check last time that I checked was the greatest check of all. So I'm good. And we have to do that with ourselves. We have to do that with ourselves. You know, people are running around here letting other people and their emotions control them. Well, ego comes to say, hey, who the boss? You the boss or they the boss? Because if you ain't the boss, I'm finna run rampant. Ego be having a conversation with you in the background. Oh, you just gonna let folks Just change. You said to the universe this morning you was going to have a great day. And here you go letting folks at the grocery store piss you off because they want you to social distance. Your mask was coming off, and that lady back there huffing and puffing. But last time that I checked, you was the checker because you checked me, ego. So if you can check me and keep me in balance, then you can control everything else around you. Don't let the heifer piss you off. Put your mask back on and smile, and then take your mask off and smile so she can see your smile and put your mask back on and finish handling your business. Because, see, ego helps you mind your, right, but ego help you mind your business. Ego help you mind your business. Ego come to check you about how much you check it. Is this a dollar check or $1 million check? You in control of the check and the zero. You going to put yourself behind the decimal or you going to put yourself in front of the decimal? You going to be part of a penny or you going to be part of the whole economic system? What are you going to do with your ego? Because how you and the relationship of your ego functions is how you function with everything around you that matters. Well, Auntie, what matters? Everything that is matter. So what's the matter with you? We got to self-check. Ego come to make you write the check that's going to get you where you want to go. You want to break out fighting and act a fool? It's cool, y'all. That no ear, y'all heard my testimony, my stories, my life. You know, I'm rolling 60 crip, all that. At some point, I had to grow up. I got to check me, because if I keep rolling 60, I'm going to be rolling 6 feet eventually. If I keep rolling 60, I'm going to be doing 60 years eventually. If I keep rolling 60, not that I done came away from the gang, because I came into it and I made an oath to it, and I knew what I was doing when I did it. Now how do I use it? How do I allow my ego to help me use it? Now when I talk to the Crips and the Bloods and they out on the street and they, hey, OG, what's good? And I'm, what's good with you, bro? Instead of giving them a bundle, I'm leading them to a book. Instead of giving them a bundle, I'm leading them to they self. Instead of giving them a bundle, I'm speaking life instead of death. Oh, I'm still a gang member. I just learned how to get with my ego and bring out the best of them instead of the less of them. And I left them with a blessing, and I let them know that I was praying for them, and I was P-R-A-Y, not P-R-E-Y. See, you got to understand that you can use 180 or you can use the 360. I choose to use my L and my J in a way. See, here Eternal going to come up. See, y'all going to get a little bit of the reflection of my brother, that's me. My L and my J. See, the J can be a 7 if I let it. The L can be a 7 if I let it. See, the J has a cup in it. I will allow you to sit for a little while, just a little bit. So you can gather yourself, get your thoughts right. Sit in the cup of my J. And then my L come and remind you, don't get stuck in the box. Don't come over here in this corner at 90 degrees. Don't get stuck at 90 degrees, because I got some shit for you in the 360 that's still going to give you a 9. it's still going to give you a 9 at the end. Don't think because you got the L that you in 90 degrees and you stuck, because that's not your completion. That comes to let you know that if you rest in my J, you got time to get your shit together. And then that J going to turn into a 7. And that 7 going to send you so you can eat 8 and 9. You see what I'm saying? See, you see how that works? But see, it's all a thought process. It's you being centered in your 360. See, first you recognize your 360, then you understand how to center yourself in your 360 so that you can go and visit the 90 degrees of you that's the 4, that's the square.
Now you understand, if
you're centered, you become the circle.
If you don't mind real quick, can you break down what you mean by the 180 and the 360 in the context of which you use?
Okay. 180 is, okay, 360 is our totality, everything that is us. The 180 is those of us playing with ego, not knowing that we're playing with ego, and we only want to see our good side. You only want to see that you love people and you take care of people and you help people and you send people money and, you know, you buy food and you come out the store and you get a person out the store, you change, and, you know, your mama be tripping on you, but you still love your mama, so you bring her some flowers, and your daddy got an attitude, but you call him anyway and you check up on him knowing that he gonna be a motherfucker, but you still, that's my father, so I'm calling regardless because I can do this. And you never deal with your 180 that's fucked up. You never deal with your 180 that be like, fuck these people. I'm giving them some shit, but I'm making it look good. I'm about to go down here to Hosea Feed the Homeless, and I'm going to videotape it so everybody on Facebook can see me feeding Hosea Feed the Homeless. I'm going to go and give somebody $10, and I'm going to video it so people can see me doing that. I'm finna go over here and help this lady, but I really don't want to help this lady. But I'm going to go over here anyway, and I'm going to video it so people can see me helping people so that if feeds my ego and it lets people know that I do this. I live this. This is what I do, but what are your intentions? What are your intentions? You going over here to show people that you do this, but you're not doing this with a pure heart. You're doing this so that other people outside of you can now get an opinion of you that you're so great, but you got an ulterior motive behind it. You're malicious. You call somebody you know feelings already broke down and toe up, and they ain't got no support system, and you come with the illusion of a support system, and then they already hold no half crazy, and you go push them over the edge, and you tell them, I had to break it. No, you didn't. That ain't your place. You didn't have to break them. And if you broke them, it was ways to break them and not break them to where you were destroying them, but break them to build them because the intention was to break them to build them. Some of us just breaking people because we can. We just know we can.
So manipulation.
See, your ego comes with master manipulation. Some of us, we got children. MJ's a master manipulator.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You
do. You children. You, mommy, I did the dishes. Mommy, can I have $5? Oh, you only did the dishes because you wanted to ask me for $5.
Yeah.
You know, bruh, I was calling you because I wanted to know.
Yeah, I did it today.
Because you said you wanted to clean up. You know, you wanted to get the house together. So I came through. I helped you clean up. So before I leave, bruh, I got a question. Oh, what's up? Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. I need
that's
help.
All you wanted.
Can I borrow $100? Well, I ain't got $100. See, motherfucker, when you call me, talking about you need somebody to clean up your shit. I came over here and cleaned up your shit, and you can't even loan me $100? See, that's ego.
Mm.
That's malicious. Mm-hmm. That's condescending. We don't want to deal with that 180. We tell people that 180 don't exist. Oh, no, I don't do that. Mm. See, I don't be bothering people. I don't do that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You manipulated your baby father. You know the nigga got a new girl. You called him over there to get the baby. You knew the baby was going to be asleep. And then you opened the door in a negligee. Talking about, girl, your man want me, girl. Yes, he do. Your man want me. but you enticing the man to want you because the man was really coming to stop by to check on the child, and you manipulated that with your 180,
you doing
with your only half ass dealing with ass. This is why the nigga left you alone in the first place, because you was half ass. You're dealing with the 180 and not the 360. Some of us have good intentions that come with negative space. Why'd you run in that fire? You seen it was a fire, but my intentions was to save people from the fire. But you want to be a hero so bad, your hair burnt up, your skin burnt up, and wasn't nobody in the house and the cat sitting in the tree. So what was your purpose of running in there? Oh, because you wanted to make the news. Your 5 minutes of fame cost you 90 days of skin rebuilding and going through, you know, getting your body back. Because you Captain Save-A-Ho. Because you want to be Captain Save-A-Ho. You want to save everybody. And your ego told you don't run in there, but you ain't want to listen to ego. So now you jumped up in here and you all burnt up, and now you mad because ain't nobody helping you come wrap your wound. That's ego. So that one, that we start off at the 35. We start off with 35. We don't even end up with the full... with the full 90. We start off with the 30. I'm sorry. We start off with the 30. We realize in the 30 that we can get 90. We get the 90, and we skip over how 60 was even prevalent. We go from the 30 to the 90. We end up in a corner. We mad. We realize that if we run the course to the next line, we in another corner. You do three rights, you end up where you started off at. You do three lefts, you ended up where you started off at, which puts you back at the center of your original 90. Now it's time for expansion. But you don't want to listen to you. You don't want to grow. You don't want to expand. See, people think growing is you getting it out the mud. People think growing is you going up. You're either growing up or you're growing down, or you're growing to the left or you're growing to the right. But there is a center of as above, so below, as within, so without. That center is where you expand.
Anyway.
In your expansion, you become the circle in the square. Now, see, people will tell you, you can't put a circle in a square. Yes, you can if you shrink the circle. Because as much as you expand, you are able to decrease. As much as you grow, you are able to be stagnant. So there is a parallel for everything that we do. Being centered means that you accept everything that's you. When you are centered, your 360 becomes the 9. You've met that level of completion. In your expansion, you are forever growing. Your cell body is growing. Your cell body is expanding. Some of us say, well, you know, I'm trying to lose weight. Okay, but you physically losing the weight, which means that now you're expanding your heartbeats. You're expanding your blood flow. You're expanding your life force, how you breathe. Just because you're shrinking and losing the weight doesn't mean that you're not expanding. So these are things that we have to allow ourselves to teach ourselves. Now, rite of passage holds a very important space in this, because if we had somebody doing it before us, then they would have taught us an easier way to do it. And then we would have learned our way and meshed our way with the easier way that they taught us to do it, expanding on the knowledge to teach and give rite of passage to those coming behind us. So now it's a little bit easier each time. In less than three generations, which a real generation is 33 and a third years. So by the time I'm 99, say 100, three generations behind me with the rite of passage on how I did it and the availability of what they're bringing to what I did and adding to it or taking from it, from what they needed, their level of centering and expansion, we've broke the curse. So my great-grandchildren can do better from my expansion today. And they'll be living and learning and teaching in a better way that doesn't have to seem difficult. It doesn't have to seem challenging. It doesn't have to seem trying. Not that it's going to be super easy, but it's like recipes, family. if I'm making a vanilla cake and I give you the recipe for the vanilla cake, the foundation of the cake is the same foundation. You got a cup of oil, you know what I'm saying, a cup of milk if you do milk or rice milk or coconut milk, and then you're adding, you know what I'm saying, your flavor. But you may not want a vanilla cake. You might want a lemon cake. So you're going to shave down some lemons and put a little lemon zest in there. You've changed the recipe, but it's the same foundation because it's a cake. So you made you a lemon cake. I wanted a vanilla cake. Somebody else wanted a strawberry cake. But the foundation of the recipe never changed. You just put your swag on it, which altered the recipe to the flavor that you wanted to savor in your piece of cake. And this is how we need to do life. Life comes with a basis. Okay, people say, oh, yeah, life come with a book. It's the Bible. Muslims say, oh, yeah, come with a book. It's the Quran. You know, the Jews say, yeah, come with a book. It's the Torah. No, I'm the book. I'm the first book. It comes with my breath of life. It comes with my first heartbeat. It comes with the fact that I can think and activate my brain and function. When you know that you are the book and you are the author of the chapters in your book, you will then be able to read other books that are other people. Then you can read the literature of the author of other actual books. In this, you are still centering oneself and reintroducing yourself to the multitude of ego. Ego is not just one thing. It's a plethora of many things. So we have to be advised. And I didn't just wake up this way. I grew to this.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy. I've had to whoop my own tail dealing in my ego. I've had to check me, the most expensive check I've ever wrote, about the things
you
that
know,
I felt like was okay for me, but they weren't okay for the all.
Let me tell you something. You know, my flame was a Scorpio. And, you know, I was with him. We was friends for 20 years, but together for 7. And I used to be so terrified when he'd be ego. I'm like, nigga, you going to get us killed. Like, so I know. I say that to say that I know you had to grow to that because I'll be like, okay, wait a minute. We going to die today fucking with auntie. Like, what's auntie? Come on. You know.
It's a process, but you know what? It's okay to fear. It's okay. Let me say this. Emergency broadcast announcement. It's okay to fear things that you are not familiar with, family. It's okay to be uncomfortable with things that you are not familiar with. But I want to talk to you about you just for 2 seconds right here. You cannot face the world if you're not willing to face you in what's called happiness, in what's called love, in what's called hate, in what's called sadness. You are not ready for any of that if you're not ready for you, because you are the initial conduit for how to process any of that. And you've got to introduce yourself to a you every day, sometimes multiple times throughout a day. You can wake up happy and go to bed mad in 24 hours because you didn't take time to self-check you. And then you're blaming it on the rest of the world when it all comes back to you. Your fears, your joys, your sorrows. It's all you. And so it is definitely a dire necessity. Right. It is a dire necessity to put that thing in full parition and allow it to introduce itself to you. You know, we have a problem with allowing people, places, and things to introduce themselves to us. We think that we're always introducing us to them. Some things come to you because it knew you before you even acknowledged that they were around. Some people in your life are in your life because they recognized you long before you recognized that it was you. You say, oh, my God, I ended up helping somebody today, and I didn't even know I was going to do that. But help knew that you was on the way. And help knew help when it seen help. It didn't care that it was you. It was just looking for help. We must remember, energy has no prejudice about people, places, and things. In the Bible, it says that rocks and trees will cry out. The universe don't need you to cry out. The universe uses everything to cry out. The universe uses everything to be joyful. The universe uses everything to be mad. And the universe uses everything in between, all of that. So when you have an understanding that you have a cell body and you're dealing with the universe, your physical body, I don't care if you're 6,000 pounds, is still equated to just being one organism in the vast universe. So check you. Be your white blood cells. Be your defense mechanism, your protection. There's no greater protection for you than you. And you're not going to find that outside of you. So deal with your ego. It's your best friend. It's your protector. It's your trouble. It's everything. You can't get rid of it. It's a part of you. You were designed that way. Learn your design. Take time to reprogram or deprogram what no longer fits. And be okay with being in the center. You got your own back, like a jacket. You got legions before you, behind you, under you, and around you. Introduce yourself to the legions, that's you. And they'll say, we go where ego, when you go. And it means something. And it's something that you can use both consciously and subconsciously. It's like a muscle. You have to work at it, so that it grows and it can be able to sustain the things that life is going to bring you. And be okay with that, because you got it. You just don't know you got it. But RT here to confirm. Know how I know? Because I figured it out, and I understood that I got it. And it's still some things I do not know. 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 And you know what? I'm okay with that, too. That's one of our biggest powers, is being okay with knowing that we do not know it all. That's your greatest gift to yourself.
That's your greatest gift.
And it comes with ego.
Look at that.
It comes with your ego.
Mm. So very important conversation. Let's go ahead and see who else is here. I think Mary Fox is here as well. So to get their view, guys. Again, we're coming to the top of the hour. So thank you, everybody, for always tuning in to us and listening to us, guys. But this is a very important conversation for you guys, is to ask yourself, you know, when it comes to your very own ego. Let me share this. In my 360, one thing that I'm learning to do is that self-check thing. And what I find myself doing is I'm like, okay, I know a lot of the shit that Keith on, you know, projects is a lot of ego. But then too, I know that, okay, wait a minute, is this ego projection gonna serve me in my lower aspect of myself, or is this serving me in my highest aspect for myself? And to know that both of them are okay, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a part of the 360. Not to judge. Okay, Mary, I'm gonna bring you in just a second. okay, I'm bringing in just a second, Mary, after I'm done with this statement. But, you know, just having the awareness of my 360 on what I'm projecting, you know, and I know that a lot of shit sometimes is not self-serving me. But what I'm doing differently now is I'm not judging that so harshly for myself. In essence, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Why did I do this? Why am I projecting in this fashion? What is it that, and honestly, you know, about the funeral, just one example about the funeral that I'm going to. What did I want to do? I wanted to masquerade and put on this whole glamorous look. Why? Because that's my ego masquerading for some type of hurt, you know what I'm saying, that I am still growing through. So the awareness of, you know, when we're projecting our ego, and the awareness of just the awareness of it all, you guys, because I personally am still growing through in a lot of areas. So I said all of that to say that it's very important, you know what I'm saying, to observe it in both highs and lows, but most importantly, not to judge it. So that's all that I wanted to share on that particular aspect. We had Mary Fox here. as well. Mary Fox, your mic is unmuted. I think Eternal had a grand opening today, so he has to leave. But tomorrow is going to be a very important broadcast, you guys. We're going to have a special guest tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about meditation and spiritual baths. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to just do – I have like a short 10-minute clip, and then we're just going to do the whole broadcast on that because it's going to be very important tomorrow, guys. So for tomorrow's broadcast, get your pens and papers, and we going in tomorrow. All right. So Mary Fox, this Ego Virgo. This Ego Virgo.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
yes. All right. Roll your day, ladybug. Roll your day, ladybug. Yes. You know,
okay.
I do think
greetings
to the panel. My bad. I'm sorry. Love you all. Miss LJ.
You good.
Received in return.
And who's the, no one else is here? Rain?
It's just me and LJ.
Sensei? Okay.
It's just
all right.
Me and LJ.
Love you all. Together. And, okay, yes, the ego. Yes.
So I do think the ego is very much attached to, you know, the human psychic mind. Like, it's so, you know, embedded into our lives, you know, like it's probably one of the greatest mysteries, you know, because it's like our innermost essence, you know, it's like our life force, you know. You have to think about it like, you know, we are, you know, a product of our mind, the social conditioning that we go through, you know, our surroundings, you know, the thoughts that we have that we tell ourselves, you know, just, you know, the things that we deal with on the daily, you know, thinking or wondering, are we spiritual beings? Are we just a body, you know, or are we both material, divine, you know, together, you know, but I do think that, you know, most of all, it's something that, you know, we definitely need because, you know, Sisley said that all the time, you know, we need our ego, you know, and I am definitely still working on mastering my ego, you know, because I think that when you vibrate
some
too
examples.
High,
okay, you're about to go.
I'm working. I'm coming.
Yes.
When you vibrate,
but yeah.
When you vibrate too high, you know, and you have to sometimes self-check yourself.
Oh, baby.
You know, or the universe will check you and do that for you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, some Knock people are hard-headed. You know, that's old school. You know, you probably don't know about that. But,
honey.
You know.
Wait, Mary Fox. Mary Fox. You ain't got to worry about the universe because when your ego is off the hook, other people will come and be drawn to you who they ego off the hook too. So now you create chaos in your
attraction.
Shit because you drawn from the it right attraction. So it ain't so much that the universe sending it. You draw it to you because
well,
you want
you
shit.
Know,
with yourself.
We all are a part of the universe, you know what I'm saying, and our conduits and can be used in different ways, you know. You know, that's the universe letting you know that, you know, there is a power bigger than yours and greater than your own, you know, even when you're in your positive aspect, because, you know, we do have two aspects, you know, that have to coexist together. That's the negative and the positive. You know, we fighting that on a daily basis, everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about you knowing people, you know what I'm saying, when you're dealing with others. You know what I'm saying? When you're dealing with self, it's all about you knowing self. So, you know, in your positive aspect, you know, you may come across nasty people, you know, seeking to harm you that's, you know, living in their negative aspect. And, you know, they may not even know that they live it in a negative aspect. you know. And sometimes when that happens, you're going to have that ego, because you're going to have to check them, and you may have to check yourself to see, you know, hold up, wait a minute,
yes,
what am I doing
part.
And what am I not doing that this person thinks that they can come at me that way? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that, you know, that's something that you need to drop off, that's something that you need to handle and leave there and shelve that and move on, you know, because it's something better and, you know, that's about to happen. But, you know, I really do think that, you know, the positive, you know, when you're being positive, or, you know, if you're negative, you know, you're attracting good things, you know, good people all the time, you know, because you probably, you know, seeking people, you know, most negative people, they seeking good people, energy, you know what I'm saying? But if you're positive, you know what I'm saying, you're going to attract, like LJ is saying, you're going to attract negative people, you know, hence the magnet, which is the undisputable proof that, you know, positive and negative can coexist, yes, but negative and positive is there together. You can't have negative without the positive. You can't have positive without the negative. So, of course, positive is going to attract negative, you know. Now, like I said again, when you're in your low energy, you know what I'm saying? You know, people, if you look at it like, you know, say you're playing one of those games and, you know, they have the little energy bar down there, you know, that shows you your energy. See, some people energy can be low and they don't even realize, you know, they may have something going on with them, ailment or something, you know, that's ailing them, or, you know, even what they're telling themselves, you know, anything that they're dealing with in life, you know, and they could be in their negative aspect, you know, and they don't even know it, you know what I'm saying? And that can sometimes become addictive, you know what I'm saying? Addictive because, you know, like LJ was saying, sometimes, you know, they have gained power like that, you know what I'm saying, and think that they have power over others, or are seeking that, you know what I'm saying, and they're addicted to getting that or seeking that, you know, whatever it is.
Let me see if I follow
you.
Let me see if I follow you, Mary. What I think I understand you're saying is that some people can get addicted to their ego, right? So we can be in the ego in imbalance, and it can become addiction because we see that, well, we get the illusion that it's self-serving because we get some type of gain or some type of gratification,
mm-hmm.
because either
yes.
more money, either more control, either more manipulation,
yes.
so we become addicted to that. So that's what you're saying,
right?
Yes, okay.
all that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when it comes to you and your relationships with others, you know, personally, your family, you know, they may, you know you, and, you know, them being who they are, you know what I'm saying, sometimes people take your kindness for weakness, and they may prey on that, you know, or, you know what I'm saying, you know, when it comes to, you know, you, I guess, having issues or in that area with your family,
share with us how you take your power back in that, because I know you have experience in that. So taking your power back when you are in the company of those people, you know, where especially our mothers or fathers or our immediate family, how have you, without talking in third person, how have you personally, you know, taken your power back?
Well, I've definitely, in certain areas, block negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Just don't allow people access, you know, because when it all said and done, I can't change who they are as a person. You know what I'm saying? I can only be me, and I can only choose if I am to allow them that access, you know, the very thing that LJ speaks on all the time, you know, allowing people access to you.
Okay.
You know? So when it comes to
and
social
that's
religion,
very pivotal. That's very pivotal because that allows you, and I don't mean to cut you off, Mary Fox, but that point is very pivotal, and people miss it a lot when they hear me say it. What I'm saying is that a lot of times me dealing in my ego, I know shit about me that I ain't shared with the world that I know about me. So if I authentically care for people or love people or have a genuine, you know, omnipresent with people, if I know that I'm in an ugly space or somebody's energy can trigger me in an ugly space for whatever the reason is, if I'm severing that connection, that is me protecting not only them from me, but protecting me from what I could cause them to have the experience that I may know they're not ready to experience. See, a lot of times people want to say, oh, well, I got to cut this off and I got to cut that off. And you do for you, not so much that, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to, a lot of times we're protecting people from us, not so much protecting us from people. If that makes sense.
On the other, on the other side, on the other side of
and
that, we're
gonna wrap
you're protecting
up,
yourself from people. On the other side of that, you're protecting yourself from people, and you're protecting yourself from nasty people who have obviously chosen that that's who they're going to be. They're not going to change, you know. That's them, obviously.
But
you
they
know
only, they only know that in the knowing. But you only know that when you know thyself. See, some people are doing it, and they don't even know that they're doing it.
When you're dealing with family, you know, you know that when you're dealing with family, you know that all alone. But when you get to that point that you are, like you say, you're coming into knowing yourself, and you made that choice and decision that you're no longer going to allow negative things or vibratory things or people into
when you're
your life,
your power
then
back.
Yes, you take that step.
Taking
now,
your power back. Exactly.
That doesn't mean that, you know, at a later date, you know, it may not be revisited and it may not ever eternally.
Oh, it
but,
will.
You know, but, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about
the power
energy.
In that. But at this point, the power in that is that, you know what I'm saying, you're not stuck in a low vibratory depressive state. And you're able to go and enjoy this beautiful spring time that's now about to happen. You know, socially,
it is happening.
You know, it's going to
now.
Be different when you know, people are getting to know you sociably, because, you know, sociably they only know what you're putting forward, or either, you know what I'm saying, you never know who knows somebody, somebody knows somebody, and somebody says something, and then, you know what I'm saying, here goes lots of drama. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know,
see,
you have to watch out for that, too. You have to be alert of the settings that you're in and the Mr. Smith that's going to pop up daily seeking to feed off your energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Y'all, we got a call, and I definitely want to bring him in. I just want to let y'all guys know because
I'm
wrapping the show up a little early.
One thing, you know, today, in this day and time, 2021, y'all, you have to stay ready to keep from getting ready in this season. Hello?
Yeah, we here. Go ahead. Stay ready.
Oh, I thought I heard
you.
Gotta
stay
ready.
You heard my car.
Yes, you gotta stay ready to keep from getting ready in this season of anew and renewal. You know, protect your energy and continue to blossom this spring 2021. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow people will be celebrating what's known as Easter. You know,
Sunday.
Do your research.
Easter Sunday.
I'm sorry. It's not even Saturday.
Today is Saturday.
It's
here. It's tomorrow Sunday. You right. But we ain't gonna give Esther her power.
That's coming from Lady Love. Y'all continue to have a bright day and even brighter,
you,
greater
Mary.
Night. Love you all.
Thank All you, right. Mary. Love you. Thank you as always. Okay, let's go ahead. Auntie, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, just let
no,
you
I was
know.
Just...
Oh, well, we already in OC. Never mind. Go ahead, Auntie.
Okay. Yeah, we got the caller coming in, but I just wanna kind of piggyback off of what Mary Fox was saying to make it short
okay.
and sweet. You got to know you, and when you know you, you will not only protect you, but you will protect what you love. And that will put you in a position to be in your ego, even if it seems crazy to other people, to protect them from you. You know when you are in a lower vibratory state, but you don't always know why you're in that lower vibratory state.
There
protect others
is.
From your venom.
Mm.
Protect
mm.
the
mm.
others from your venom. Because who you
yeah.
strike at, that strike is coming back. That it's coming Whoa. Back. It's not a you might make it. You're going to see it from another perspective. And you're
mm-hmm.
going to be in a position where you're in the why me factor. And the why me factor
yes.
is because you didn't protect people from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you
and
knew
see,
that
we
you
never
were not really... in a position that you understand you.
What I'm learning, Auntie, is that we never really truly get away with anything. You know, it's kind of like the karma
Nothing
thing,
at all.
But it's like, I don't like to say karma, you know, because I don't like to give it power, but I like to say cause and effect. And understanding what
right.
cause and effect truly is and what it truly means for you. And in addition to that, let's go ahead and bring in our caller, because if
okay.
I don't bring him in now. Jimmy, y'all know Jimmy. Jimmy's a stranger to the ear. We're talking about the ego today. You know, so I'm so
Greetings.
Glad you got a new phone so you can call in on these particular broadcasts. But we're talking about the ego today and, you know, using the ego as far as to our advantage. And, you know, like how sometimes we can be a slave to the ego. And at times we can, you know, we can either use it as our servant or we can be a slave to the ego. Understanding what that is, I don't know how long you've been here, but understanding what that is and just the ego, love, what has been your experience with the ego?
Well, my experience with the ego is basically your friend because the ego is only an idea of something.
Hmm.
And
what you
the
say?
Idea
Wait.
Is just
what?
Comes from your imagination.
Hold on. Huh. Are you going next?
So
okay.
So it's whether either your imagination is limited or is either constructive or it's immortal.
Okay.
Those are my three types of egos. But there's other egos like the I ego in your everyday life. Because you go through so many egos or so many I's and come right back to the I.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need this, I need that, I need this, I need to use the bathroom, I need it. I want this, I want, you know. So... is basically the different type of spectrum that you go through on an everyday basis.
Mm-hmm.
Even right now, using the words and the energy between the words, the silent stuff.
The energy between the words.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's basically, like, it comes right back to the eye, the mind, the inside of the mind, the outside of the mind, because everything is constructive. What is constructive? Time and space. What is immortal? Non-meaning.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's like very,
okay.
I forgot what I said about the other one.
What is,
yeah.
No, no, you good. Tell me more about the silence, like the space between the ego. You said the space in between. Expound on what you mean on that.
Just like the reading rainbow, like read between the lines. the space, the emptiness. But it's not empty. It's something there. The ego of the unknown.
Okay.
It's mm-hmm. where the magic happens. Then the what they call the sound or the physical or the anything that we can describe something that isn't telling it what it is fully, because everything is a description. But the silence is that unity, that oneness. And my God can push back and be like, oh, that's me. That's the other me, even though it's, you know, relatively there in the moment.
Okay, Auntie, go ahead and take the mic. My background is loud.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is ego for you is coming from a space even that is the unknown space, and I touched on that because your ego is teaching you. You know what I'm saying? Your ego teaches you how to use. Are you in fear of being reintroduced to different levels of oneself? You know, and that goes back to what I was saying when I say that, you know what I'm saying? Each new day we wake up and we look the same, but our energy is not the same. And so
exactly.
Your ego, you can't really protect yourself from your ego because your ego is a part of your very existence.
Exactly.
It's a part of your defensive mechanism. Your ego is why you hear dogs barking and you take off running. And you don't know why you're running. You just took off running. Ego is a
exactly.
That's your safety.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. It's an instrument. A tool can be used as a weapon. We don't want a weapon. We don't want a tool. We want an instrument.
Right. But an instrument can also be a weapon. Depending on how you view it.
Depending on the frequency. If we
mm-hmm.
get the frequencies aligned, like if you align yourself, like how you know, like if you don't want to feel bad, this way you know how to align your instrument so it can be in tune with the melody. Come right back to the art.
It helps you to fine tune.
Yes.
The instrument. It helps you to fine-tune the instrument. And so when we're dealing with ego, we say, well, you know, I'm protecting you. I'm protecting myself from you. Really? Or are you protecting them from
you? You can't really protect yourself from
you
because you got to go inside of you. You got to go
right.
through the fire. You got to go through all that shit. Nothing really safe. Nothing. You can't really be careful. You can learn
mm-hmm.
to be not careless next time. Yeah, but it's the only protection it is there for you is the moment you walk in and you accept and own where you're at right now. That's the only protection.
That depends on where a person is. That's why when we started the show, I said we have to introduce ourselves to the ego because. People will say, well, no, you can't protect yourself, but your ego is your protection. So
exactly, because
where,
you go from the regular ego, then the spiritual ego, then it's other egos after that.
Right. There are many levels to ego, but we are the onion. So you understand in peeling the layers of the onion where that
mm-hmm.
energy is. You know, and so this is all leading you back to you. You say, well, oh, I don't have an ego. You know, I love everybody. But all love ain't conducive, so all egos ain't conducive.
Exactly.
You see? You know, and so that's where we have to, it all brings you back to the I. You know, when you ask,
mm-hmm.
when you ask the question, oh, he got a nasty little ego. He think he cute. And he may not be appealing to your eye, but that's you in the physical. What does he look
mm-hmm.
like in the spirit? Okay, now what does his aura look like? Now what does his numbers look like? Now what is his zodiac in the now? You know what I'm saying? We have it's a lot that we do in monoseconds that we as human beings don't even understand we do it. And it's the spiritual mm-hmm. attributes that help us to align with that that is also us. So when you understand that you are many different diasporas just being yourself in a whole of mm-hmm. who you are. And once you understand who you are, then it's not so foggy to see the external you in others. And sometimes the ego don't want you to see the external you in others because the ego knows that you're not ready for that. This is when
exactly.
you avoid certain people and certain experiences and certain, and you're like, I don't know why I don't like him. I just don't like him. I don't know why I don't like her. I just don't like her. I don't know why I don't fuck with them. I just don't fuck with them. Because your ego
is blocking
you. I'm like
that with Beyonce.
You.
I'm like that with Beyonce. I was just telling somebody, I just don't know. I'm not like that with, it is only literally a handful of people in this world that I say that about. And she is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like her at all.
It might be a lesson. It might be a lesson. It might be a lesson for you in studying her that'll show you a part of you that ego is telling you you're not ready to deal with yet. That's why you don't like her. She's not going to touch you. I don't want to research who she really is. I don't want to understand the energy of her. Her sexuality doesn't turn me on like everybody else.
She is a sun Virgo, and I'm a moon Virgo. Maybe that's the connection.
Oh, that's
okay.
Why. Oh, the duality. That's why.
Oh,
duality.
Okay.
I'm glad you
said
that
because
that's how I'm in New York. Right here. Exactly that.
Sometimes you've got to face the things you don't like. It's like sitting down and eating food that you know. I ain't never ate it before, but it stink to me. I ain't never ate it before, but I don't know how it looks. Like, I don't like liver. Liver's not my friend. I don't care what you say about blood. I don't want to eat a blood clot. I know what a blood clot is. I don't want to put that in my system from no animal. I don't like it. However, people will put onions and gravy and rice and all this old good-smelling stuff with it and fry it up and whip it up, and they be eating it. So my ego be like, y'all nasty as hell. But it'd be a part of me that be triggered in curiosity. Did you know that your ego has a curiosity? Did you know that some of the negative things that you do come from your ego of curiosity? Your grandmama told you, don't touch that water. It's hot. But curiosity, you with your tail over there and put your hand in that pot anyway. Guess what? You got burnt. It was a lesson for you. An ego triggered curiosity. Because I'm big enough and bad enough to try it, ain't I? Yup, ego co-signing. Hell yeah. Go put your hand in that water. Fuck what they talking about. They can't tell you. You a god. You invincible. You can do anything you want to do. Then you put your hand in that water. Grandma, I'm burned. She said, don't come in here crying. I told you so. You see her ego? Her ego told you so. But you ain't listen to her ego. You listen to yours. And your ego gave you the experience. Grandma was trying to protect you from the experience of having to induce pain. Why? Because pain brings change. Now, the next time Grandma tell you don't put your hand in that water, you're going to tell ego to shut the fuck up. Why? Because you control ego when you want to. Ego, shut the fuck up. I listened to you the last time, and I got burned. I ain't doing that no more. Experience. But we don't want to take the time to dissect ourselves so that we understand our many levels of ego. But that's the many levels of you. That's your onion. Ooh, I just like them. I don't know why I like them. They so cool. And you liking them and liking them and liking them, not paying attention that as much as you like them, you can hate them. And then one person show up and do something that you don't like, and now I don't fuck with none of them. All of them full of shit because they still fuck with them. They still over there being bothered. See, ego? See the need to control. Ego comes with a lot of control, even when it comes with protection. It comes with a lot of control. But like Nephew just said, are we slaves to the ego or have we married the ego? Because you can marry the ego where y'all going to argue a lot, you and your ego. but you don't hate each other.
Some of
you
us,
love each other,
some
but
of
your
us
differences.
Don't even know. That's a good example you use, because some of us don't even, if we admit to ourselves, y'all, and let me be the first to admit live on air, some of us don't even know how to be in a healthy fucking relationship. So how the fuck we going to know how to marry the ego in a healthy sense, you know?
That's why I always say when people ask me, you never been in a relationship? Not with no other human being, but with myself, yes.
Powerful. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and, man, this has been a powerful conversation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shout out to the energy. Definitely appreciate everybody who has tuned in on the conversation of ego. When it comes to this particular topic, guys, what I have found through this whole conversation is all of this shit, I tell people all the time, all of this shit is one big-ass mirror. You know, it seems to be, look, don't listen to me. This is just a suggestion, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, what if all of this shit is a big-ass mirror, you know? And another quote is, you know, we don't like some people, and I know this for a fact when some people don't like me, is because sometimes we don't like other people because they aggravate our demons inside that we probably healed, that we probably, you know how y'all have those elders? Honestly, just like the story you shared about your father, you know, he was not going to allow you to take him back to a place where he had healed from, you know, even though you needed to visit that, you know, he was not going to allow you to take him back there.
Listen,
and with that.
But guess what? He still ain't healed from it because he don't want to deal with it.
See,
you know when
he
you heal
deal
from something, when
is.
You can go back to it, and it don't bother you. It don't hurt you.
Yep.
It don't make you cry. It don't make you feel low. It don't fuck you up. It don't alter your... You, what?
What's
oh,
that
you
about the
demons,
auntie?
Yeah. You know, my father told me I was not going to take him back to his Pandora box. He had locked it away, and I was not going to take him back to his Pandora box. Period.
Admit that.
So, you know... Yeah, you know, he like, fuck that, I done locked that shit up, Medusa, snakes on it, we safe, I done put that over there, you is not finna take me back, but that's an opportunity for healing that he missed. And so I can't control that because I need him to be able to go with me there. And if he's not willing to go with me there under his ego of his protection, of his self, I've got to respect that and stand on the sideline until life bring it back to me. And I'm not saying that I'll ever see it, but I'm not saying that I won't. It just depends on him.
But it's not affecting
we are all,
you, though.
Right.
In a way that it's taking you.
I'm growing away from it affecting me because initially it did. Initially it broke my heart because I'm like, you my father and you the only one with the keys to this box. And I feel like I got answers in this box, and you won't give me the answers. And my father said, fuck you, self-preservation. I'm not doing that. I don't give a fuck what you need out that box. You won't get it from me. And I'm like, but I'm your daughter. You're supposed to love me. I need something out of that box. And his ego is like, girl, you better go on somewhere. And so my ego told me, you're going to hurt yourself. And now you're going to want to create this pain for yourself because he won't do what you want him to do. And now you're going to hate him because he's not doing what you want him to do. But what you want him to do going to make him hurt himself. So he's supposed to have self-preservation for his ass. And any questions that you feel like you got, you're going to have to be okay with not getting them answered by him and find another way to let your ego and the universe show you. Because even in a person not responding to you the way you would like for them to respond to you, it's a lesson in that. It's a lesson
in
that.
I want to say mm-hmm. real quick for the audience, please understand what we're saying right here. This is for the adult children who actually, you know, struggle and suffer with our expectations of how the fuck we want our parents to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know, a lot of times our parents have been their Pandora's box,
okay? It's so heavy and so thick, y'all. If we, and I'm learning this with my mother, like when I try to go there with her, she gives me this look like, please don't, please. You know, like it's like she internally begs me not to probe. Because if I probe, it sends her to some type of place. And this is shit she don't tell me. This is shit that I feel. And I'm like, ooh, I don't know what's in that motherfucking box. But
it ain't to be open.
Whatever's in that box could probably kill some of them, y'all. Seriously. So we got to be careful.
And ego will make you hate them. You mean you don't love me? You don't care about me? I'm telling you what I need from you, and you won't give it to me. But if I'm loving me, I got to put me first, and I would rather be an offering than a sacrifice. See, we so quick to be sacrificial under religion, but when are you the offering? When are you the offering that comes with the higher vibratory of giving? See, I don't want to keep being the sacrifice. I don't want ego to help me continue to be the sacrificial lamb. So me and ego on that level have to understand one another. I tell ego what to do. What the fuck to do. But we forget that because we think, oh, I'm just being me. But why is that you? So it's still a lesson in everything, both positive and negative from our perspective. You know, a Prince wrote the song. Prince said, I ain't got to choose shit. It's power to not choose at all. You see what I'm saying? It's power in not choosing. So you have a choice, and you must be choosy about your choices. But you also cannot choose at all. You know, you can really put yourself in a space that you say, I'm going to let it flow how it flow. I'm going to let it go how it go. And I'm not going to choose at all. I'm going to choose not to choose. And that's a very uncomfortable space for many of us because society has told us that we got a choice in everything, and it's either that we're going to do one thing or another thing. Society doesn't tell you that you can just be. Society doesn't tell your ego to just shut the fuck up and just be in the now. I never got the answers from my father that I wanted. It's okay. Because the answers, if they're for me, will come. And I did get an answer from my father that was for me. He wasn't the answer.
Okay. Y'all stop listening to society, okay? They're going to lead you off a motherfucking cliff. Do you hear me? And past the post shop. And past the post shop in these churches, baby. They're going to lead you off a cliff. Please stop listening
society
to them.
Society will have you go to war with you. Nobody tells you to go to you. Nobody ever tells you that you already have the answers. Nobody ever tells you that you are the God. Nobody ever tells you what comes after your I am, but they tell you that you are. But if I am, the I became before the am. So I am. And whatever comes behind that is a choice. And you are choosing both consciously and subconsciously. What are you listening to? What does your voice sound like? What does your emotions feel like? What does your perception look like? Why do you want to choose what you're choosing? Why do you see it the way you do? Who's encouraging you? What seeds are sprouting from you? Are they the seeds you planted, or are they the seeds of others that were planted with you? See, you got to clean your garden, but do you know that you are the garden? Do you understand that it all starts with you, and you have a right to choose you?
And
your ego
is good.
Let me quote
Bobby Hemmings. Bobby Hemmings said evil is good.
Evil is good. It is.
What does that mean?
Let me tell you.
What does that mean? See,
because
go ahead.
Evil going to show you what you like, and evil going to show you what you don't like. Now, are you afraid of the evil that you like? Introduce yourself to the darkness that you want. You took it off my tongue. Everybody wants to see that 180 that's beautiful, but don't nobody want to see the 180 that's ugly. Let me tell you, here and here, I done seen the 180 of me in both my grandeur of beauty, and I've also had to see the 180 of me that makes me vomit at the sight, not only in fear, but just what it looks like, what my perception of what it is. And you know what? I didn't get rid of it. I introduced myself to it. I fell in love with it. And then I told it to reside in a place that it could teach me, me. Now, am I in control of it? But when I recognize it, I can control it. But you only can recognize what you're familiar with. So get familiar with your 360. Get familiar with your highs, your lows, and everything in between. Get centered in any and all of that and love it all. Because it's you. It's you. And it's okay for you to reintroduce yourself to yourself, because you'll never understand the optical illusions of everybody outside of you if you don't recognize what's you outside of you. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to reintroduce yourself throughout a day, even who you really are. When you ride past that lady at the bus stop and say, "Ooh, she ugly," that lady ain't did nothing to you. Why'd you ride past that bus stop and look at that lady and say, "Ooh, she ugly"? What's ugly about you when you didn't have a car, standing at the bus stop in the rain wet? Were you pretty? When your stuff wet, yeah, and you trying to get somewhere, are you pretty? If you were in her situation, would you still be handsome? You know, so we got to really understand this thing run deep. This ain't no surface shit. This is internal root work that we're talking about with you.
But do you want to face?
This is internal.
But do you want
root work?
Yeah. So, Auntie, what I feel a lot of people bump their heads and they get stuck and they just go batshit crazy. They go batshit crazy because it's facing those yous that we don't want to look at and deal with. Like, those yous that we don't want to look at and face are our greatest keys. Oh,
everybody want to be part of the all until it's time to do part of the all shit. Everybody want to be a God until it's time to do God shit. Everybody want to be spiritual until it's time to do spiritual shit. Everybody want to be human until it's time to do human shit. Y'all motherfuckers got to be the shit and know you still stinking and love it. Because I'm the shit and still stinking every day.
Every day. All of you, and we're gonna wrap up on this, y'all. So my wrap up is this: the embracing of the all of you. One of the biggest profound lessons for me in 2020 was that, you know, in looking at that and examining that. I promise y'all, if y'all go back to a show, y'all go back to the Loving You show. Originally, that show wasn't supposed to be done when it was done, but it was done in the fashion and the way that it was done. I cried the whole show, the whole broadcast, right? Why did I cry the whole entire broadcast? And it was so beautiful. It was such a healing experience, but I was scared shitless because I was not able to control it. And not being able to control it does something to me. Like, I will knock all this shit over if I can't control it. That's me. That's my ego. Okay, I'm in a relationship, a marriage, a 20-year best friendship. I don't give a fuck. If I'm not able to control it, I'm out.
You know
chess
what I'm saying?
Game over. So, all the pieces all over the table.
Done. We're done. But what I am growing to, you know, because I'm still not there yet, not with that one. You know, but see, I made it challenging, but it doesn't have to be challenging. Why was it so challenging? Because I did not want to examine that ugly part of me. It don't even have to be ugly. It was self-serving. I was a slave to it. Versus understanding now how I could use it as a tool. I can use control as a tool, but see, not as a tool to manipulate and get over, and you know what I'm saying, and to suck energy out of people, but using it now as a tool to serve my highest purpose. See, that part, you know what I mean? So it's a level of beginning to, you know, coming into your higher self. You know what I mean? I can't really explain. I don't really like to talk about things that I'm going through because I really don't know. Let me admit that I don't know,
but,
y'all.
But you
like,
did
I'm growing
know
through a lot
because
of
you
it.
Did it on that. You grew through that show. You were afraid of it. And
I'm
gonna tell you when you took your power back, when you didn't run. When you didn't disconnect, when you didn't hang up, when you didn't say, I'm not ready for this, you took your power back. You were crying, you were afraid, but you were powerful because you were willing to endure what needed to take place to create change. You were the magician. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You were your God. And so when you did that, that's it. Let me tell y'all something, and y'all hear me use the word shit a lot, and I'm going to shout out Siggy Potolo, because Siggy did a video. And
okay.
Siggy did
Is
a video, and he was talking about shit. And he said, you know, everybody want to be the shit, you know, but they don't want to deal with the shit. But you need shit to grow. That's thinking shit. That's fertilizer. That's fertilizer.
Yeah.
See, fertilizer, when you in the shit, fertilizer coming in, it stink, and it's muddy consistency, and it's nasty and shit, but the shit help you grow. So when you become the shit, shit is a mineral. You know, the waste is a mineral. When we say, oh, that shit, get rid of it. Yeah, but where do it end up? Outside, back in the ground. We use horse shit and dog shit and cat shit and all the animals that run around, mammals and shit. When they shit and the birds shitting and shit, this shit helps to create new life. So, yeah, I'm the shit and still stinking because I create new life. I'm the shit and still stinking because I'm willing to face my fears and stand in them.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm weak at the knees, the universe give me what I need. If I can't stand up in it, I'll sit down in it. I can't walk, I'll crawl. I can't run, I'll walk. But it's taught me to be in a place where I've got to go to the worst first. You know, when you go to the military, what they do? They break you. When you go through basic training, they fuck your whole world up. They take everything you thought you was when you signed up. They bring you in there and they break you down. The difference between us and the military is that you gonna get this work. And it may break you down, but we allow you to rebuild your motherfucking self. And here at EAR, we don't take your power from you. We put you in a position where if you're willing, you can take your power back. It's time to do God
shit.
It's time to, yes, it is.
Okay.
It's time for you to be the best you that you could ever be. And you're going to do that by dealing with your shit. Get in your shit. Be shitty.
Your shit.
And when you get your shit right, you gonna come up out your shit, and you gonna cry, and your tears will be the water that wash you clean. And when you finish washing clean, pain gonna bring change. And when pain bring change, you'll be in a position with your ego to know that you don't have to continue to echo behind your ego, but you will set the sound in which your ego responds to for you. You marry and don't even know it. Marry yourself. That includes your ego. Peace and love, family.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. Join us tomorrow for Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru. We're going to be talking spiritual baths, right? Shout out to Eternal. spiritual baths tomorrow, you guys. Spiritual baths, the misconceptions of spiritual baths. Also, Auntie L.D. Williams. I don't know the name that she truly goes by, but L.D. Williams, you know, the goddess.
Yes,
she gonna
my
be
sister.
Along with us. She going to be with us tomorrow, and she going to talk about these misconceptions.
Yes.
When it comes to spirituality and spiritual baths.
Oh, baby, y'all better show up. Show up
get
and be ready
pins.
To show out. So
this
get into y'all shit so y'all can take y'all baths. Get in y'all shit
come
today
on, y'all.
So y'all can take y'all baths tomorrow.
Yes,
come on.
Your shit is okay. It's okay to be in our shit, y'all. Examine our shit. You know what I'm saying? Examine our shit. And you know, Auntie, I promise you, I didn't understand coming through that particular part of what I was going through, growing through, but it changed my – that was a roadblock. That, excuse me. That was a breakthrough. Literally, live. And you caught it, though. You caught it. Not many people caught it, but you caught it. So –
that's why I'm auntie.
Shout out. Yeah, that's why you are. You don't mean shit. Auntie don't mean shit, baby. She may not say nothing, but she don't mean shit. You know, so I'm grateful.
But that,
gratitude
I had to learn
everybody.
To get there. I had to learn to get there with you. I had to learn to get there. So, again, y'all don't take it as it's a right now moment, because for some it's going to be right now. But for others, you got to work at it. I work on my ego every day. I'm grateful for the man that's in my life who loves me, because he helps me with my ego.
Shout out, Delvin.
He really does.
Jeez.
He really does. He helps
Jeez,
me with my ego.
You're
he
balanced.
Helps me with
yes.
my control issues. He helps me when I get that no, it's no. I don't challenge it. It ain't too many that can tell me
feel
no.
It.
I be telling me, who the hell you talking about? But I've
right.
been blessed
like you feel
with
it.
Somebody who can assist me in my growth, and I'm telling y'all, it only came when I released
when
being
you let it go.
In control of any and everything that I thought I wanted. I went to my vision
Hear
board,
that.
And I wrote things out. I wrote things out in my vision board without a time, without a particular statute. Without, I didn't add anything. He gotta be 6 foot tall. He gotta be 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. He gotta have a sex pack. He gotta have 6 figure job.
Yeah.
He gotta have this. I said, send me my husband. That's all I said. And my vision board. I didn't put
That's
a time
it.
Limit on it. I didn't know if he was gonna be goddamn blue, black, purple. Or light, bright, damn near white. I didn't know what. I knew he was going to be a indigenous because that was my heart. Because I got a heart for my brothers, period. But I didn't put any limitations or stipulations on it. I wrote, send me my husband. And then as it went on, I took pictures out of magazines. And I started gluing those pictures and those phrases and those letters around my vision board. And no bullshit, in less than 120 days, he showed up.
Damn, look at
he
that.
He showed up. So I'm going to tell
look
you,
at that.
When you okay with being open and your intentions are pure and what you want and how you want it comes into fruition, that's when you know you don't have to take your power back. Your power never left you. You just didn't know how to use it.
What you say?
That's when you know that you do not have to take your power back. It has always been
Levels.
With you. You just didn't know how to use it. And sometimes things will come into your life and make you submit to the things that I'm living off of right now today, y'all. No bullshit. And then we're going to hang up. Right now, today, I'm living off of shit that I wrote 20 years ago on vision board. 20 years ago. I've got pieces of paper that I find in different places. I be in little chatter boxes, and what's in here? Let me see what I put in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I find things that I wrote 20 years ago, and they're coming to pass in my life, in my now.
In your
Y'all ain't lost your power. Y'all just been giving y'all power to shit that ain't been you in your totality. Y'all been letting y'all power run rampant, like being in a foosball table and everybody getting a hit. You know what I'm saying? But nobody's making the goal. You have to take time with yourself to learn what your gifts and powers are. When you learn that about you, you recognize all of you. All of you is internal and external. And you didn't lose your power. You just don't know how to use it. Sit still with yourself and your shit. You can learn how to use your shit. Peace, love, and light, family, even from our darkness.
I know that life may seem a bit strange at times, but through all of the pain and confusion, you have to remain divine. Do all that you can do to heal and change inside. Know and understand that even flowers have to endure the rain at times. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflowers, sunflowers, so you have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I want you to know that things get better with time, but in the meantime, you have to stop seeing yourself through irrelevant eyes. May you shine like the light that has brought you forth from the heavenly skies, and find more of yourself in the rest of these lines. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, I know flowers grow, I know we need the rain, sunflower souls. I know people change, yeah. I know flowers grow, I know flowers grow, I know people change, yeah. Sometimes we need the rain, sunflower souls. There is a time to love and there's a time to heal. Find a way to free your mind and let time reveal. In the midst of all of this love that you're trying to give, you have to learn to love yourself for real and find the time to live. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You haven't been yourself since some time ago. Beautiful sunflower, sunflower soul. You have to learn to let go and forgive in order for the sunshine to show. I know people change. I know flowers. Yeah. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know flowers grow. We cannot stay the same. So if you love the flower, you cannot hate the rain. Sometimes my day's insane. I'm talking major pain. Hope not, I pray in vain. I'm trying to make a change. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain. Sunflower souls. I know people change. I know flowers grow. I know we need the rain.